Hi, I'm James Schilling Wan. I'm here at the Mandarin Oriental Kanawan. And I have to tell you, I didn't know where Kanawan is until I came down here. And the gentleman next to me was really eager for me to see this property, Himal Jain, who is the general manager of this incredible property. And we came down here, we spent about 4 days down here, and I thought maybe I'd get bored. Well, no, I wasn't bored. I'm actually really upset we're going home tomorrow. But we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Mal, first of all, thank you so much. You've been such a great host. I've really enjoyed my time down here, and we're very sorry to be leaving. But let's talk, first of all, this property. I mean, give us a little bit of the history of the Mandarin Oriental Kanawan.
Right. I mean, thank you, James. So first of all, this property used to be Raffles back in the days. Mm-hmm. Before Raffles, it also used to be Rosewood. Mm-hmm. And then we acquired and we started managing this property since 2017 of July.
So you had it since then. So it has been a lot of great brands here, but right. You're now you now have control of it. And mm-hmm. It's, where are we located? Talk about where Kanawan is.
Well, Kanawan is in the Eastern Caribbean. It's in the St. Vincent and the Grenadines, right. A beautiful part of the Grenadines and the St. Vincent, and it's a part of the Eastern Caribbean.
And we're actually a very small island. I think it's only about 1,000 or so people on the island. Half of them work here, I think.
Right, absolutely. I mean, the meaning of the word Kanawan is Island of the Turtles. Okay. So 1,500 people live here, James, and 10,000 and more turtles.
That's what I keep saying like that. Right. So 10,000. Yeah, in fact, we have seen a lot of turtles here. I mean, on the golf courses, there's even a turtle kind of little sanctuary down there for the little turtles. But you can see this on, we'll show you a little bit of that. But so this is what Kanawan is, and how do you get here?
I mean, it's very easy to get here from New York, Miami, Canada, Toronto, London. The best way to get to Kanawan is first on your private jet, directly, from New York or Miami.
Of course, my private jet, I think it's in the shop. So I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. It's a 2 kilometer long runway, James. It is the longest runway in the Eastern Caribbean. Right. It is the only lit runway in the Eastern Caribbean as well. So you can even land after 6 p.m. in the night.
Oh, okay.
And you land in directly from New York, Miami, but the best way to connect is through Barbados.
Yeah, and we did that. We went down on JetBlue to Barbados, and then we got, actually it was supposed to be the jet, but they were doing a little work on the runway, and so we had a prop. And it took about 15 minutes to get here, but normally it's about 20 minutes, I think, right?
That's correct. On a private jet, it's about 20 minutes, takeoff and landing included. And if you're coming in through the commercial airline, which is about a 45 minutes easy flight, twin otter, we call that as the donkeys of the sky. Okay. The Uber of the skies, literally. And it hops over in different islands and before it gets here. So it's 45 minutes, to be precise.
Yeah, and it was great. And I think we're getting back on the jet tomorrow. We'll see what happens, although I don't want to go. So that's right. Now, the property looks beautiful. When was it last renovated?
I mean, we haven't really gone through a major renovation as yet, James. It's been very well kept. 2017 we opened, but we just do minor tweaks here and there, and the property is quite well kept.
It looks beautiful. I mean, it looks like it just was renovated. That's what I guess my point was that. Now, let's talk a little bit about your background. How long have you been here?
Well, I've been here about 9 months. And
you're a newbie here, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, beautiful part of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Caribbean. Before this, I was in Bali. I was managing another beautiful property, Alila Villa Zuluwatu.
You really picked some slums to manage, right? You just picked the worst, right?
Right. I mean, nice place to have an office, I must definitely say. But been in luxury hospitality for more than 15 years, managed hotels for 11 years. So it's fun. Absolutely loving it.
Who are your guests down here? Who comes? What is the typical guest profile? We've met a lot of different people. Some are staying for a few days. Some are staying for several weeks.
Right. I mean, a typical guest profile is people who really want to relax, want to just switch off, be at a place which has forever summer vibes, come into a place and, be yourself, enjoy a bit of well-being and wellness and spa, enjoy some activities, go hiking.
We're going to talk about that in our next segment because there's a whole other segment we're going to have on what you can do here because it's quite a lot. When I first got here saying, what are you going to do here? Right. Well, that was an easy question to answer and we'll answer that in the next segment. But sure. But so you have a wide variety. We've met a lot of interesting people here. Mm-hmm. As again, some of them do stay longer, some of them, and you mentioned earlier, this is a place to totally relax, to get away from it all, right?
Oh, absolutely. And our repeat guest percentage is quite high, 45% repeat guests, James. And, you know, guests from New York, from Miami, basically from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We also get guests from Toronto, from London, and from Brazil. These are main key markets.
Yeah, and we've met a lot of from England and people right. like that here. Now, talk a little bit about the accommodations. Now, how many total keys do you have?
We have 35 keys.
That's a very small hotel.
A small hotel, you know, but it packs a punch, really. Yeah. 26 suites and several other villas, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom. Beautiful villas, you know, with private pools, butlers, you get golf cart, you drive around the island yourself.
Yeah.
And the accommodation and the suites are stunning as well, very comfortable. Spacious sense of living is amazing. Sense of place is amazing.
So yeah, the suites are, I got to tell you, the suites are absolutely amazing. My suite is just super. It's so large. There were I ran out of room. So you were going to like you have an outside porch. You have right. a sitting room. You have the bedroom. You have a large walk-in closet, and you have a magnificent large bathroom too.
Absolutely, and as I said, you know, the sense of space in our suites is amazing. It can easily accommodate 2+2, two adults and two kids, or maybe 3 adults and 1 kid. A beautiful walkway to the beach. Every suite has a beautiful living room, a balcony, you know, a proper bedroom, a proper vanity area.
And oversized king beds. I've never, you said this is a king bed, but you get, I think there are like 2 king beds together. Right. It's huge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our minimum length of stay is 5 nights generally. Okay. And some guests do stay for more than 10, 15 nights. So that's why, you know, the walk-in space is big. So you have enough space to put your stuffs and really let loose on this island.
It really is, and it is. It's very comfortable, very livable space. Now, also, you got to have dining, and you have a lot here. We talked to your chef, Chef Gerardo, right. who gave me a lowdown on that. But give me the lowdown on the restaurants you have here.
Well, I tell you, it's a small island. You know, 1,200 acres of the estate, 3.85 square miles of Canoan. Mm-hmm. But the island in total has 11 restaurants, out of which we have at Mandarin Oriental Canoan 4 restaurants and 1 bar,
including the one we're in now. Tides.
Right. We are at the Tides. It's the degustation dining restaurant. It has live music, and you know Chef Gerardo literally cooks his heart out in this outlet.
We've had some wonderful meals here. I think we're dining here tonight, but also you have the Lagoon Cafe, which we ate at last night, and then you have the Asian, which is where we have our breakfast every morning. I've actually been eating 3 meals a day, which is not normal, but it's been wonderful. So you have a lot of variety, and then you have the pool. Bar and grill, right?
That's good. We have a pool bar which serves sushis. We have a Japanese chef coming in from Mandarin Oriental Lago di Como.
Yeah, the sushi was very good.
Right. And we also do daily afternoon tea for our in-house guests at the Turtles Recreation Bar. You know, so it has everything for everyone to satisfy all the palates.
Now, let's talk about the other thing you're famous for. I mean, you obviously have a great pool. It's an infinity pool, beautiful look overlooking, and then you have a whirlpool, and then you have an incredible beach. You are beachfront here totally, really.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, as you must have seen, James, you know, we have a beautiful Godhal beach right in front of the hotel. Plus, the island has 3 more beaches, and just about 3 minutes drive from the property, you go on to a lunch gayak and Shell Beach, another 2 inches.
We were there today. It's a beautiful beach. We went by a Hobie Cat. So that was different.
Oh, fantastic. You had a great experience then. Yeah, and these 2 beaches are amazing as well. Swimmable, you know, you have services there all the time. So yes, a small island, but 4 beautiful beaches.
And then, of course, Mandarin Oriental wouldn't be Mandarin Oriental without a spa. Right. And you have a marvelous spa here, a lot of treatment rooms, and really wonderful attendance. And I got an incredible massage there the other day.
Right, James. And I tell you, Mandarin Oriental Spa, you know, the signature Oriental heritage of Mandarin Oriental brand, and Thai therapists, Balinese therapists from Philippines. You know, we cater to all kinds
of... So you stole some of your Bali therapists to bring them here, right?
Kind of, yeah. But, you know... But yes, amazing treatments. Absolutely. You'll be stunned.
And it was amazing. And you actually are in a hut overlooking the water. Right. And you don't have the spa music. You just have the waves, right?
Correct. Just the waves of the ocean, the sound of the ocean. And that's the best way to relax. And that's how we meditate. That's how we have our in-house yoga expert. And she does yoga as well without the music.
We didn't talk about this, but you have a great fitness center here. You have Pilates. You have everything you want. If you want to work out, you can do that too.
Absolutely. And we also have a fitness instructor. So you can actually go running with him in the morning, do a fitness class, eat well, wellness, well-being, but yes, everything for sure.
Now, how can travel advisors best work with you to assure that their clients are going to be happy here?
You know, directly with us, James, and booking directly with us. Let us know. We are the travel advisors, the private concierge, the airline expert. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you do your international connections if you're coming in from New York, Miami, London, Toronto, or Brazil, and then we take care of your domestic connections. Yeah. That's how we operate. And there are three ways to get here, just to clarify for the audience, James. First is you do a private jet. Second is you book a shared seat on the private jet. So you book a seat on the private jet. And the third is a commercial airline, which is the local airline, SVG Airways. And you fly through that Twin Otter.
And so you can go either from Barbados mostly, although St. Vincent as well, possibly, right?
That's correct. But primarily, our guests all come through Barbados because there are direct daily flights from Barbados to Canoan and back.
Yeah, that's true. There's some, you know, if you're coming from Britain, it's Virgin Atlantic. If you're coming from the States, we got JetBlue here. And it's about a four-hour flight from JFK here. Very easy flight and a very easy transfer. And hopefully we're going to get the same thing going back, but we'll see what happens. Now, is there anything else you want to tell our 126,000 travel advisors looking about the Mandarin Oriental Canoan?
Well, come to Canoan, believe in Canoan, look at the turtles, be with the turtles, you know, visit our turtle sanctuary, incredible waters, great beaches, great golf course, an amazing tennis court. I mean, this place needs to be seen, to be believed. And we have started calling it as one of the most amazing off the beaten path experiences, and which has to be on your bucket list.
Absolutely. And in our next video, we're going to talk about some of those activities because, A, the golf course is amazing. There's tennis courts. There's turtles, as you said. They're amazing, too. They're all over the golf course. A little hazard we'll talk about later. But we're going to find out all about that and more in our next video. And where can travel advisors go to find out more about the Mandarin Oriental Canoan?
I mean, visit our website, mandarinoriental.com/Canoan. That's where all the information is about the property.
Well, Hamal, thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for inviting me down. I know you were trying to get me at one of your previous resorts. We were talking about it, and I didn't go. And I'm so thankful that I waited for this one because you have an amazing property here. And in our next segment, you're going to hear all about the things you can do here because you can do a lot more than just relax, although that's fine too. So thanks so much, Hamal.
Thank you so much, James. Pleasure to have you here, really. Thank you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.